from around the globe. In sold-out arenas and humble churches. From out on the streets. To your screen. And now, the time and what must be done. On this edition of Farrakhan Speaks.
Do we need land?
Yes, sir.
Do we?
Yes, sir.
Do you know, at the turn of the century, blacks had over 16 million acres of land in the 20th century, the beginning of it. Did you know that coming out of slavery, black folk set up 60 black towns in America? Did you know that? All black. Did you know that to see a white man with a hammer in his hand was like seeing a naked woman running down the street? It was an oddity. Not so much today. But you would go to the window, come look, see. That's how odd it was for a white man to have an implement in his hand of building, because we were the builders. We built the White House. We were on loan to America from the slave master to help build the Congress, the White House. Fine buildings all over America. You were the artisans and the craftsmen that did it. And when slavery was abolished, the white man did not have the skills. We did. Where's your skill level now? We were the carpenters. We were the plumbers. We were the electricians. We were the engineers coming out of slavery. We don't know carpentry today. We don't know brick masonry today. We don't know how to work with metals today. We had all of that coming out of slavery. We built 60 towns. We had over 600 state legislators, 18 congressmen, and 2 senators in the first 10 years out of slavery. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
And white folks said, we can't have this. If we allow these blacks to continue like this, they'll take the country from us. That's when Reconstruction, Jim Crow, the Ku Klux Klan, the Knight Riders, all of that came into play to push us back on the plantation as sharecroppers. This is just our history. We were betrayed by the government. In the Wormley Hotel in Washington, D.C., February 26, 1877, they got together a plan, because when the Civil War was over, Union troops were in the South to make sure that we would be protected. But in that compromise in the Wormley Hotel, they agreed to draw the troops out of the South that protected us. Yeah. And they also agreed that all the rights and privileges that we had coming out of slavery would be reversed. And did you know that when the unions were formed, it was not formed for you? A Jewish man named Samuel Gompers started the unions. And the union was designed to keep our craftsmen out of work. And then the floodgates of immigration opened to the Jews from Eastern Europe. They came, the craftsmen from Europe, and they got the jobs. And you were pushed out. And here, 140 years later, you do not have black artisans and craftsmen anymore among us as a people. Then they closed down the schools that were teaching us trades. You had a great trade school here in Chicago. It's gone, man. I'm almost finished. Give me a few more minutes. Did you know, brothers and sisters, that they were so angry at our potential rise when we rose up progressively, they sought to destroy us? This is why we are where we are today, not because we're inferior, because a system was set up that you couldn't break out of, because the law, the slave codes, the black codes, kept black people in a subservient position where you couldn't own land, you couldn't have business, because land and business would ultimately make us independent of white people, and they always wanted to see us at their foot begging for the crumbs that fell from their table. Black Wall Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Black folk in Tulsa had it going on. Up and down the street, black business. Black people with pride and dignity in what they had produced under adverse condition. Then a lie was told that a white girl, this precious, pure thing, was raped by a big, burly Negro. You know how they can make that picture look so ugly? They don't even say a young man beat so-and-so up. No, it was a big, black, burly Negro. That frightens other white folk. We got to keep these niggers in their place. So they bombed Black Wall Street. It's the first time a bomb was dropped in America. It was dropped on Black Wall Street. Then they cordoned it off where the blacks could not escape out of it, and as they tried to escape, they shot them down in cold blood. Striking terror into the hearts of our men and women. just afraid now to challenge a system that has been put in place to keep you down. We are at war.
Yes, sir.
But you can't be at war with no sense. Now look at this. Here we are. This is 2011, soon gonna be 2012, and we're still marching. We want jobs. Come on, Barack. Give us jobs. I think it's very unfair to Brother President for you to load on him what he can't do. He wasn't put there to fulfill a black agenda. Now, if I'm a Jew and I go in Congress, I'm gonna look out for my constituents, but I'm gonna always have a Jewish agenda. Black folk have to show white folk, well, I'm black, but I'm not that black. I. You always have to show white folks that you are not as black as you look. That if they let you in, you're gonna look out for them too. And you probably look out for them one. If there's any left, then maybe some for you. Harold Washington was a good mayor, but he had to give contracts to white people, but he gave some to you. What made Marion Barry so difficult for white people? Because when he became mayor, he opened the city up for black contractors to have some of that money, and they hated him. So, what's the answer? Well, you ready for this? Did you know that we are the people of God's promise? What is God's promise? That after we had served 400 years in a strange land, among strange people, he would come. And then what? He promised us land. 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 Well, yeah, but people are on the land now. We don't care. God don't care who's on the land. If he promises land to somebody, he has the power to serve anybody an eviction notice. Now I'm about to go there. If we want land, we've done enough to deserve it. Do you know that America owns the government over 700 million acres of land, and it leases land out for agriculture? Well, we could go to the government, say, look how hard we work for you. 310 years and never got paid. Look at what we did for you. Would you lease us 100 million acres of land for a start? You mean that's just a start? Yeah. You know how white folks do, they start. They started coming in, the Native Americans were here. Who is this coming? There's some strange looking people. The native shared something with the newcomers, and the newcomers were plotting all the time. And they started taking this, taking that, set up a fort, move out, take more, set up a fort. You remember that? You do? Yeah. You were here too. But they had already taken us. We were just part of moving the furniture around. That's a terrible history though, you know? But we've lived it. They moved west. They got to the Mississippi River. That's big. They killed all the Indians, moved them out. My God. Then Toussaint, Dessalines, Christophe, Boukman, Macandal rose up in Haiti and whooped Napoleon. And the French, you know, they were in Louisiana. They was all up in that area. They got so messed up after Napoleon got beat down by the blacks in Haiti. They sold the whole Louisiana Purchase to America for $15 million. Damn, we should be that lucky. Hey, brothers in the booth up there, I've given you a little rest. I want you to put up the Louisiana Purchase. You got it? Are they asleep up there? We have a difficult job waking our people up, you know. I don't want, time is running. Oh yeah, all in yellow. Oh Lord, now look how much land that is. For 15 million, they had enough of black people, enough of Indians, I'm getting out. You know how it is when we start moving in? They start moving out. I'm about to say something and I want you to listen. Now, let me come down to the board a minute. Y'all got a pointer? Do you have a pointer? Now, we're studying the operations of the white man. How many of you are from the South? Your parents? Raise your hands. Raise them high. Look at you, beautiful people. How many of you are from Mississippi? Come on, raise them high. Alabama, Louisiana, Georgia, Texas. Ain't that many from Texas. Now, guess what? All right, this is a wide swath of land. But I want you to put up on this board the slaves that picked cotton for the master and made him rich. Where are those states? Show them. I'm waiting. I see the cotton. You don't see no white folks out here now. Only thing white is the cotton ball. The map, please. This is interesting because, see, you already paid for Mississippi. I'm going to say it again. See this dark spot here? This is the Delta, where most of the cotton was grown. See all these black dots? That's the Jewish bank owners and founders. Wherever we were, Jews were. Now they owned slaves and the cotton plantation. Watch this. Now if you look, see this is Arkansas, part of Tennessee, Mississippi. Cotton was in Alabama, coming on down into Louisiana, and a part of Texas over here. You know, about 3 million acres of land in Texas is so dry now, it don't have any use. We should check it out. See, don't pay no attention to the fact that the land is dry. It's only dry because God haven't sent no rain. But let us put our foot on that land. I guarantee you that the God will give us rain. He came to make you prosperous. Now we look at all of this, we paid for it. Yeah, I know, Farrakhan, I mean, you're right, but what are we gonna do about it? Well, the book says that Moses and them sent Joshua out to spy out the land. And when they came back, they reported to Moses and Aaron. It's a beautiful land over there, but there's some giants in that land. Oh Lord, we gotta fight the giants. Moses said, go, take the land. That's what he said. And the people started punking out. We ain't going over there. Not until you bring Jehovah down and get rid of the giants. Then we'll go in. So they were so punctified. That's not a real word, but it fits. They were so punctified. You know that TV show, I've Been Punked? They said, we ain't going. So God said, let these old ones, listen to the word now, let these old ones that been under Pharaoh too long, they're afraid of Pharaoh. They don't believe that God will give them the land that he promised them. So they holding back now. So God said, let them wander in the wilderness until they die out. And we'll take their children and they will inhabit the promised land. Who's that up there in New York? Occupy Wall Street. Is it old folk? Look in their faces. Who made the revolution in Egypt in Tahrir Square? Was it old folk? They came along, but it was the youth that started it. I'm so glad I'm young. Well, at least I feel that way. Look at your young people. The enemy got us killing one another. We're going to stop that. I'm going to show you, by the grace of Allah and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, how we can put our young people to work. Watch this. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and write. Look. See, all these banks started from cotton. Lehman Brothers, they ran all the cotton in Alabama. Then they moved to New York, set up Lehman Brothers on Wall Street. You did that. You made them rich. Now they'd have taken over the world. Well, why are we studying you? Because it's our time now to take over the world and build a better one, a new nation ordered by God. Now wait a minute, Farrakhan. That sounds good. It resonates emotionally. I agree. But I'm a little nervous. You're going to get us all killed. Well, I got news for you. You're going to die anyway. So hell, you might as well die for something, because now you're dying for nothing. Now, y'all ready? Any BGs and any BDs? I'm serious, in the house. I'm in love with you. I'm in love with the Four Corner Hustlers. I'm in love with the El Rookins. See, our young people is the best generation we've ever had. They're fearless, but they just need guidance. Now, you want territory, right? You marking it out for drugs, right? Anybody come in your territory that don't belong there, you off them. You put a cap in them, right? Well. Woo. Now look, wait, take your pistol and sheathe it for a minute. Don't shoot till you know who you're shooting at and what you're shooting for. Put it down for a minute. You ready? Now, we live on the south side. We live on the west side, but we don't control south side or west side, right? Who controls Chinatown? Chinese. Who controls Greek town? I have my Mexican family here. They have a part of town. They control it. You know why? What they have that we don't have. Chinese have difficulty with Chinese people. There's always liars and thieves and greedy people among every race. You know that. But they don't lie that much, steal that much, that they can't have a common purpose for the good of the whole. You know, they got bad Jews, right? Lying Jews, stealing Jews, crooked Jews. But in a few days, it's going to be Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. They come together in the synagogue. Look, I know I did you wrong, but I'm asking for forgiveness. And they get it together and go out and steal some more. Now, brothers, we cannot build a great economy on the serious divisions that afflict us. Now, I'm a Muslim, you're a Christian. We can't sit down together. Well, I'm a Baptist and I ain't sitting down with nobody from the Church of God in Christ. I don't like them holiness people. Some of us talk like that. So what are you going to do when it's time to unite to survive? Are you going to ask the people, is you holiness or Baptist? Is you Baptist or Church of God in Christ? Is you AME or CME? What are you? It don't make no difference. All of you black and all of you dying and all of you catching hell. Can't you unite on common principles? Now look, I'm almost there. Do you know how white folks got rich? Have you ever been to Macy's? Gimbel's? You have? All these big department stores, Sanger's in Atlanta? Have you ever, did you go shopping for jewels at Kay's? You did? You don't even care who owns it, do you? How did they get it? Look, when the Jews came into America, the more seasoned Jews had backpacks with lots of things in the backpack that the people in the South needed. So they loaded the Jewish fella up, just come from the old country. He had a 100-pound backpack. Oh man, that's a lot of weight. Well, hell, if you're in the army, you got to carry that too, don't you? Well, hell, don't worry about that then. Now you're carrying something for yourself. Now look at this. They came with their backpacks and they sold pots and pans and things that the people would need. They sold to the slave master and they sold to the slave who was on the plantation. They sold. And from those backpacks, they consolidated and then started setting up stores in Alabama, in Mississippi. And they would tell you, you couldn't come in here, or you go around there. See, they set it up for themselves at our expense. From there, they got bigger and bigger, where they controlled huge department stores. You go in the department stores, Jews own most of that. But it started from cotton. Okay. Well, we're studying you now. Suppose we go back south. and buy up the plantations. Some of them may not want to sell, but we may give them an offer they can't refuse. See, if God is with you, he gonna help you. We ain't stealing, we buying. Okay, how much acreage do you have? We'd like to have all of that. From the farm is where all industry starts. Did you know that from the cotton, man, I got it here somewhere, oh Lord, it was so great. All that came from one bale of cotton, one bale. They sent the cotton north to their brother who had a mill that turned the cotton into cloth. And then that brother sold the cloth to his brother in New York. And they made the jeans, the pillowcases, the sanitary napkins. They made the baby diapers from cotton. Now, if we could pick it for the white man and make him rich, what's wrong with us now owning huge tracts of land with cotton growing? Well, I don't feel like picking no cotton. No, they already made a machine. You just buy the machine. You ain't got to mess up your hands again. But the machine doesn't take everything out of the field. So we could take a young brother, show him how to pick it. Give him a decent wage, clean the field, clean, and bale the cotton, and then start an industry from cotton that give your people what?
Jobs.
Jobs. Just from cotton. Then look, we up here, the messenger said, now watch this, that God is curtailing the land on its sides. This is written in the Quran. And if you look at the storms that are raging on the East Coast, the West Coast, the fires, see, he's pushing people toward the center of the country. Now, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said we should start north and go south. Buying land. Well, I like Michigan. At the top of Michigan, called the Thumb, they're the greatest producers of the navy bean. They've had a little disease recently. That's good, because God promised them disease. He didn't promise that for us. Do we eat corn?
Yes, sir.
Do we eat rye?
Yes, sir.
Do we eat barley?
Yes, sir.
Do we need wheat?
Yes, sir.
Let me look at the wheat producing states. Woo, Farrah Cain. Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin. Who's a states that produce corn and soybeans, and Iowa produces corn, Wisconsin produces dairy products and corn. For Indiana, it is corn and soybeans. So we got a little farm in Michigan, and we won't grow soybeans because we don't eat that. We'll tell you why at another time. We grow the navy bean. The people came down from the University of Michigan, and they said, Farrah Cain, navy beans don't grow in this kind of soil. They were watching, see. We planted the navy beans. The people from the university came. They couldn't believe it. And the bean was so nice. Man, you put it in the pot, it just act like it want to get in your stomach. Look. We met a man named Will Allen. A giant black man. He taught us how to sweeten the land away from the pesticides. Really? So last spring, we planted winter wheat. Winter wheat. He said, but don't let it seed. Cut it down just before it seeds and turn it under. We had over 50 acres. We planted winter wheat. When it got to the point where it was about to seed, we cut it down, turned it under. Then we planted sorghum. What is that? Well, look it up. It's a sweetener. Or it produces a sweetener. That thing grew 3, 4, 5 feet tall. But 2 weeks ago, we cut it down, turned it under. We checked the pH factor of the land. Because you got a pH factor. We're from the earth. And if you don't know how to care for the earth won't care for you. And if you love God and love the earth, then the earth will give you all the health and well-being that you need. But you must know how to care for what God has given us. And since white folks, you just messed up the earth with your greedy self. Not all white people, but those that were in power, they gotta go. Now we just, last week while we were in Philadelphia, we planted winter rye. By the time we got back from Philadelphia, the rye was about that tall. Now you can stand off, the whole field is green and ain't been there but a week. So by springtime, we'll turn that under and then plant our navy beans. We've learned the value of worms. Little FOI and MGT soldiers. These worms are so powerful. When you get earth that is filled with worms, according to what we've learned, it takes out 98% of the toxicity of the earth. So this year we experimented. Man, we made soil and we're making soil. And we bought soil that Will Allen made. Made? Yes. Look at your beautiful body. It's from the earth, man. And you gotta know how to take care of this so you can live. You die too young, too full of disease, because the enemy is making a profit off of denatured food. That's why we gotta go back to the earth. Now these worms, they worked for us this past spring and summer, those little soldiers. Let me tell you, these worms are so powerful. When you turn the earth and you see them, they're not little small, wiggly things that just, you know, like Negroes that's been eating pork. these are feisty worms. I mean, they jump, literally. That's the kind of life that's in them. And when you got worms in the earth that got that kind of life, and that soil got that kind of life, you plant your seed in that kind of soil, and the product that we got this year made all the farmers around jealous. They had these little cucumbers. Our cucumbers were so big. It's a good thing you didn't have an argument with your wife. But she could take that cucumber and wear us out, brother. A weapon in the kitchen. I mean, it's a little funny. But what am I saying? We have to own the land. Now, I would like to meet all of the gang leaders. And we have a summit. I want you all to arrange this. They're good soldiers. You can't take dope out of their pockets if you don't put something else in it for them to sell. And it looks so stupid for us to tell the drug dealer, "Oh man, you shouldn't do that. You know you're killing the neighborhood." He said, "Yeah, but at $1,000 a day, everybody can die." And they don't feel good working for McDonald's or whatnot. Even if you're a black McDonald's worker, owner, see, you own, they work. The difference in what we are proposing is that if we map out the city, I'm talking about now, we're gonna do this all over the country, but we have to take our black millionaires and our black billionaires. See, and we start pooling our monies. Watch how this works, man. And in a little while, you have enough to supply the young man that has no hope with a backpack full. And in the community where he lives, he's knocking on doors, respectable. Not with his pants hanging down off his behind. You gotta help him out now. Brother, you gotta look like a businessman. So pull your pants up. Cut your hair. Look decent. Smell right. Then knock on the door. Ain't that you that was over there shooting on the corner there? Yeah, but I stopped that. I have something in my backpack that you might want. And you always try to sell cheaper than the corner store. See, when you buy in bulk, you can compete with Walmart. We gotta close Walmart down. Walmart ain't good for us. Walmart is crippling black business in the black community, giving you a job with punk wages, but you're happy because you're working. But tomorrow, we gotta own what we are selling. Commonwealth. We're the owners. We share in the profits. So we don't need the union. Don't come to us with union now. Man, need $35 an hour. Now stop it. That's why your union is closing down. We don't need that. What we need is the same kind of unity that the Chinese have, that the Japanese have, that the Koreans have, that the Mexicans have, that the Italians and the Irish and the Polish have, because we're working for ourselves. Then you go to the bank in your community. So what is all the houses that you foreclosed on? We've sold enough from our backpacks, we'll buy it all. And you get your craftsmen and you fix those houses up and you sell it to your people for a decent price. And then the money you put in a common pot that we own, see? Then you start buying up your community. It starts with just going after land, real estate. And if we start doing that in the north, now all of you from Mississippi, 30% of Mississippi is us right now. But suppose some of us moved back, took our money, our skill, bought some land, moved back home. After a while, we become the majority population. See, white folks ain't making babies no more. It's in the Bible. God is closing them down. And if you stay away from this wicked birth control, then you don't really know what you're doing. This thing is killing you for the future. You just want to have sex with no responsibility. When you know who you are, you don't let no man come at you like that. When you know who you are. If you and I, we went back to Mississippi, after a while we become the majority. Mississippi, Alabama, you got the right to vote, you become the governor. You become the mayors. You become the senators. You make the laws that govern the state that you are now the political master of. Suppose we took 10 states and did that. That's how the Mexicans lost Texas. White folks just moved in. A few of them. Then created a problem. These Mexicans killed some of us white people. What? Then they bring the army in. That's how the Mexican-American War started. Didn't start because Mexicans were bothering white folk. White folk went in and created a problem, then took Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, California, all up into Colorado and Utah. So now the Mexicans own below the border when all of that at one time was Mexico. Now the poor brother coming home, they say he's an undocumented alien, like he dropped out of space somewhere. Let me close. I wish I could. I'm so sorry that it's just so much to share. But what I want us to see, the time is up for us to be ignorant and divided, and the time is in for us to pool resources to buy as much land as we can get our hands on. Now I'm asking the believers, to help me. I see about 400, 500 acres in Michigan that I think we can own. There's land in Georgia, in Alabama, in Louisiana. It will be easy to do if we follow Elijah Muhammad's economic program. Here's how it worked. Now look at what he put up 40 years ago. He said, if 5 million workers put up 5 cents a day, 25 cents a week, $1 a month. $5 million times 52 would give you $260 million in a national treasure in 1 year. Now, even our babies, they might fight you if you gave them a nickel. The children say, that all you got? You can't give a baby a quarter today. They won't even accept that. You got anything green, Uncle? Now just look at 40 to 50 million of us. 5 cents a day. 25 cents a week. $1 a month. $52 a year. Do you know at the end of 1 year, you would have multiple billions of dollars in your national treasure? And it's painless. Now look, how many, don't feel bad if I ask this question and you answer it truthfully. How many of us smoke? Thank you. Now look, how much does a pack of cigarettes cost today? Now wait. Now, the prices vary that much that I got to hear it like the children of Israel murmuring against Moses and Aaron? How much? $12 for a pack? $7 in Milwaukee, $12 in New York. See, them Jews are making money now. Yeah. Okay, let's take an average then. 7 is the lowest, 12 is the highest, so let's say 9. Now, how many of us smoke? See? Suppose we could get our people to realize that you're killing yourself and you stop smoking. And we put that in a national treasure. Now watch how the money starts building. How many? No, don't raise your hand. How about that six pack? Will some good Muslim tell me how much a six pack costs? How much? $6 to $7 for a six pack. Now look, getting high is expensive. Look at the billions we would save just from cleaning up a little bit. What about movies? We ain't got nothing to do. We go to the movies. You can get in for maybe, well, my age, I get in, you know. They give me the baby price, you know. If I go in the afternoon, just $5, Mr. Farrakhan. He's a senior citizen. But Lord, if you go to get some popcorn, and some pop, and then pop $10, $15 out of your pocket just to go to a movie. Now look, I'm not saying we should stop, but I'm saying if you just cut down and save some. Look at the money we would say. Now, I drive nice cars. It had an S on the end of it. That was my weakness. I like automobiles. But I didn't start with the nice ones. Me and Chevy got along well. Well, now look. Do you know Brother Malcolm? Have you heard of Malcolm X?
Yes, sir.
I was with my brother when he got his first car. It was a 55 Chevrolet Impala. That was Malcolm's first car. And he drove that thing all over the country, setting up mosques. A few years afterwards, he got an Oldsmobile. And the car that you see over in Malcolm X University was where I had my last conversation with my brother. It was an Oldsmobile. Malcolm was very frugal. And we would buy Chevys, Fords, Mercury, you know. Some of us got up in the world and bought a Chrysler. We didn't spend a lot of money on clothes, but we always looked nice. Now imagine if we grew that cotton and had some cattle and got some wool. Now this suit here, it's one of these expensive wool. I don't even know the number. A black man made it for me. Now wait a minute. My point is, the material was not from America. America got out of the business. You buy suits now, they come in from Taiwan, from China, from India, from Brazil, right? Who makes the shoes? You get a nice pair of shoes, it's made from outside. Well, imagine now we have hundreds of thousands of acres where you're raising your cattle and you take their hide and you design shoes and we buy from ourselves. We make the clothes and we buy from ourselves. After a while, in all black towns, you find your own clothing store that we made the garment. We produced the shoes. Because the same animal that gave its hide to the white man will give it to us. That's how you produce jobs. But if you're going to beg the white man, you're not going to have a job. But if we're going to go to work, will produce jobs. So, I think I've said enough today. I had so much more, but we'll save it for another time. So, in the famous words of our president, when he spoke to the Congressional Black Caucus, get up, take off your bedroom slippers. He said, put on your marching shoes. I say no, put on your working boots. Get up, stop whining, stop complaining, stop begging, and unite as never before, and let's produce a future for ourselves and our people. Thank you for listening as I greet you in peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Please log on again next week and every week this year for the time and what must be done. Tell your friends, tell your family. Log on to noi.org every Saturday, 6 p.m. Central Time for truth, guidance, and unequaled love from the national representative of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Nation of Islam, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Pass on the word every Saturday at 6 p.m. Central Time at noi.org. The time and what must be done. Remember, to have Minister Farrakhan answer your questions, tweet them to @LouisFarrakhan, #AskFarrakhan. And to add this message to your library or as a gift for someone you love, go to store.finalcall.com.